Okay, and we are back on the show floor, only that we're not actually on the show floor, because I've just been told that there is a green room for VIP ticket holders. So I've sneaked in to see exactly what's going on behind the scenes here in the green room, and lo and behold, if I don't meet the most important person in the Elite Dangerous community, the owner, the host, the runner, the manager, the founder of the largest PvE player group in the game today, none other than the man himself, larger than life, Mobius. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's been a while since we've seen you.
It's almost been 3 years since I've seen you last.
Basically, we got Mobius to help us out with LaveCon in Kettering, and we put him in the LAN room. And in fairness, the LAN room was quite hot. We did leave him in there slightly longer than we intended to, and he probably lost about half your body weight in that room.
I lost a good few pounds. You can see why certain rooms are so sort of arrogant and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I think he's only just about forgiven us now, so that he was quite happy to come back on the show and tell us what's going on. So, what roughly does the Mobius group currently stand at in terms of participants?
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's got to a stage where the original Mobius group is capped at 20,000, and we've stopped taking people in for that.
Wow.
We've had to open up a second European group. It's now Mobius Eurasia, which is now Europe and Asia. The US group is almost full up. I think we've got about 50 spaces left last time I looked. We've got PS4 group, we've got two Xbox groups. We have to open up another PS4 group because that filled up incredibly fast. But number wise, I think it's about 42,000.
Okay, so, and obviously there'll be some people out there who maybe haven't come across the Mobius group. What's the ethos of the Mobius group? What makes it so popular?
What makes it so popular is that we're a play mode. We're not a group as someone's going to tell you what to do, where you should go. While we do have our in-game factions like the Azrael group, the Order of Mobius, we've got Colonial group, which is the Mobius Colonial Republic Navy. We've got an Explorer group, which is the Mobius Exploration Corps. But things like, people are free to join those. They're not told, they're not even made aware that those groups exist, but you know, if they want to actually support, they can. But on the whole, the reason it's so popular is that when I sold it, to begin with, is that we're leaderless, we're not a gang, we're not a guild, we're not a club, we're just pretty much a play mode. Playing it, don't be a dick, otherwise you'll never sort of get in the group ever again.
So it's just player versus environment, isn't it? So
totally.
No player versus player. I mean, player versus players, which is what? Sanctioned, or how's that working?
Well, we did have, in early days, the conflict zones. You can do PvP in conflict zones. And the idea was that, at the time, it was difficult to police. As in, like, you can get straight shot, you know, players just sort of attacking. Yeah, so we kept it as the only PvP area. But over time, we found that players were just coming in to PvP and conflict zones, which was causing problems. So we had to sort of come up with some other rules, etiquette for conflict zones. And again, people, you get certain griefers come in, and they get salty when they were getting kicked out. And they say, well, I never done anything wrong. So we're a PvE group. The idea is you're coming in, you're playing together. You're not finding a loophole, just to do PvP. So recently we've closed that, and we're now 100% PvE environment. So conflict zones, no PvP whatsoever. Otherwise, you can find yourself out in the air.
And it's basically, players are reporting other players, and is it a three-strike rule or is it a one-strike rule?
One strike.
Wow.
It's one strike. You basically, what happens, if we do get a report, where the player's required to supply a screenshot, a log of the chat or whatever happened in-game, and we'll investigate. And if it sort of turns out to be just an accident, then obviously the player can come back in. But on the whole, we have to react to these sorts of any reports instantly. We've got a team of about 30 people in the background which help go through the rosters. When if someone comes up, search the list on your own for one lane can take up to 3-4 hours. So yeah, we've got a team, they all start at certain points in Boston, we go, and within 15 minutes of a report we can have a player kicked out of the group.
That's efficient.
Very efficient. Well, the thing is that because the group's so large now, we cover all time zones. We've got Australia, America, Europe, Middle East. So it's always covered, always, oddly enough. And the great thing about it is that it's got to a stage where there are so many people supporting the group that I don't have to do my job anymore.
And on that wonderful bombshell, Moby, it's been great chatting to you. We hopefully shall see you soon.
Thank you very much.